It always makes me laugh, Sosha.
Every time, every time.
Every time. Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Sosha. So happy to be here.
Are you?
I'm fantastic. Just still laughing, still a big smile on my face. How are you?
I'm so good. All right, maybe right now I have something that made me really laugh.
Let's hear it.
Okay, it's an audio, so I'll just tee it up. Because this crowd will love it. So it's from a Make America Healthy Again summit with RFK Jr. and JD Vance on I feel it was November 12th of this year. What it just cracked me up, and synchronistically, I had just heard a recording of Q, and he mentioned JD Vance and RFK Jr. about beings with light. And I just felt, let's share it, because it's to me, it touches into the humor of all of us, of when we hold our light, how we just laugh and play, right? Q, Asha, Mermaid have spoken about this so much. And it demonstrates the light column, the similarity of the light. Well, we know who Q Trump is. So I just, when you hear it, I feel how what woken in me is just to see the humor, his humor in another vessel. So BBS, if you're ready, we'd love to hear it.
I mean, I don't know if you saw this video circulating on social media, but you know, the president met met the president of Syria, al-Shara, in the Oval Office a couple of days ago, and you know, he asked him, he's like, "Well, how many wives do you have?" And it's just like, oh, what an amazing question. Amazing comedic timing. There are layers to it. There's like a meta humor to it.
One of the funniest moments in any cabinet meeting, President Trump had them bring in a full-size picture of himself with Putin. And he's very tall, and Putin was very short. Putin came up to about here, and he said, you know what I said to him? He said, "I've had it up to here with you."
Beautiful. It's just comedy all over. Just those, how many wives?
I'm not gonna snort, but
And when RFK Jr. was saying that, he like pointed to his chest, like where Putin came up to him. Just so funny. I just rolled. I'm still have tears in my eyes. I loved hearing you laugh about
it's so good. I'm sorry, I was gonna laugh.
To me, that's a sign. Humor is, it takes a lot to be funny. Do you know what I mean? Because there's just that organic, natural flow. There's no like blockages. It's
Sorry.
so. You know, what's funny too is we also know from For the People that Q's in Putin as well. So you can see how omnipresence is as well. It's just.
I'm not gonna. Should I say what he said? Oh, he said it on our show. I don't know. He said, "I'm a bit of a." Do you remember what he
Oh,
said?
he said I'm a bit of a
Yeah.
slut.
Sorry, kid.
Oh, as soon as that came out of my mouth, I'm like,
So good. That's so good. Oh, Zosha, I love it. That's hilarious.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Synchronicity
It up to here with you.
is so fun. Okay, that was my play
Okay.
moment. You want to go or do you need a minute?
Oh.
Oh,
Go ahead.
I just read For the People. So I didn't see it. I didn't, whenever I feel they always maybe post it at
Oh my.
night. But just to see what excited me, my whole full body chills of reading Aslana.
Do you know, I'm sorry, Zosha, I have to say this. I just saw it too, and I print all of them out because sometimes they disappear. So I printed it out. Oh my gosh.
But what's cool about it? The rightful queen of Narnia. So we've watched that and we know that, and you look in her eyes, and what it connects to me as well is, speaking of Ra, because the next article mentions Ra, so Melania the movie is coming out in a month, January 31st, 2025. It's on Amazon. Melania, 20 Days to History. And when I saw that, I was like, yes, we are at this moment where it's all coming out. So that For the People spoke about Aslana and Ra and Melania, it's all lining up. It's all planned, just full body chills all over.
Do you know, I wanted to call you and say, oh my gosh, did you see them? But I was like, no, I'm just going to refrain. This is so cool. This
It's
is so
so
amazing.
cool. It's how fun, right? How fun at this moment.
Oh my gosh. Well, what did you get a chance to read through the
Yes, I did really quickly.
anything stick out to you?
The light is taking back its children and territory from the dark. Yes. And how they perverted and took over like they always do the light and Isis, the mother of light, and look how they used it.
That's right. That's right.
Isis, the mother of light, Ra is the creator. Ra is the mother energy of source.
And now we get Is Ra El.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I thought it was really interesting. Why is capital AA, Archangel Michael, the protector of Israel? I just was like, wow, something just. Why is he
Chills.
famous? Yeah, chills. Why is he famous for killing Baal, Satan, Lucifer, the leader of the fallen? I mean, amazing article. Amazing.
It is. And the moment we're here, this moment, and watching it, and also I'll share one more thing. You know,
Please.
Donald Trump spoke the other night in his 17-minute speech on December 17th, and a shout out for the Warriors dividend of the dollar amount is 1,776 going to over almost 1.5 million military service members.
I got that. I heard that. That's pretty amazing.
Well, people were happy. People were happy. I mean, it's the number 1776, right? Here's this, that so in the military, the Navy turned 250 years, had their 250th birthday this year, the Marines and the Army. Next year is the 250th birthday of the United States of America. Just everything, you just see and feel everything coalescing. Ra coming out in these numbers, these birthdays, the celebrations. You could just feel the celebration. Like you said earlier, is this the party? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so, I don't even have the words for it, Zosha. I just in complete awe.
Yeah.
It's complete awe. Wow, I can't wait to dig into this article even more.
Yeah, I'm going to share this with some people too. Just some my kids. That's the people. But 'cause it just adds the it sums it up. It's another beautiful article that sums up where we're at.
I like where it says here, Ra is the spirit name of the mother energy of Source. The Elohim are fallen angels pretending to be Ra, in parentheses, God, to rule this earth as their own. They have a quintillion disguises, names, titles, and positions, all with power over the people. Now we take our power back.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Remember, this Q said there's not many of us here. You said quintillion, what'd you say, quintillion ways of animating? Didn't it say also almost all of politicians, almost all of the movie industry? I don't know if you see that part. That goes to, for me, that's the quintillion, all the different disguises.
Exactly. Yeah. The illusion of excuse me, but the illusion of power.
Yeah. Yep. And we are front row, front row seats. Front row seats.
Front row seats. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty wild.
And back to the humor piece, because I saw I made a note about this. The light column, the light column Q. It goes back to one of my favorite articles of For the People, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Pahalgam. And it says in there, I quoted this part, Isu, another name, Yeshua, Emmanuel, Jesus. Isu was known and loved for his presence, his stories, his playfulness, wisdom, and for inspiring everyone to laugh, sing, and dance every day. Together, they rejoiced in life and love, radiating cheer throughout the land. There was no other way to be. Back to the audio, back to remembering really on our shows too, how Q activated us to be in that space. That's
Yeah.
how I phrase it. You know, really for me, it really brought that out in my nature. I've had humor in my life, all of my life in different ways. And it's just, I feel all of us know that our natural state of being.
Yeah, that's really our natural state, exactly what you said. In the heart, not the mind.
Yeah.
Well, what are you excited to talk about today, beautiful sister?
That what we spoke about, plus Lauren and I spoke. I'm back at my home. And you and I just spoke earlier and we just chuckled because we said, gosh, we just did three shows. It's just because it's like a catch up in some of the topics. We just have so much fun talking about all of this with all of you, and all of you feel in the room, the same family. But I had something about the now come up.
Yeah, let's
It's
hear it.
not what we spoke about, but is there anything that we spoke about earlier that you're excited to share, go into deeper?
Well, I would like to share about Saint Nicholas, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's from a Being Inspired with Q show, dated December 23rd, 2023, and it's with Q and Asha, and Asha titled the show "The True Nature of Generosity." Excuse me. So Q asks Asha to define generosity. And Asha responds, "It's embodying the spirit or flowing with spirit." Then she goes on to say, "In the 4th century, a very rare child was born near the ancient seaport of Katara. And instead of playing pirates and pulling on little girls' braids, he loved to give. And if he could give better, he could give to better the lives of anybody, then that would make his entire life. When he was really young, his parents passed away and left Nicholas with a tremendous amount of gold, which brought him great joy to share with anyone in need, mostly anonymously. He knew three girls in his village who were about to be sold into slavery by their father because he didn't have a dowry to offer in marriage. It was wintertime, and in those days, it was common to place your socks by the fireplace so they would be warm in the morning. So Nicholas snuck inside and put gold pieces inside the girl's socks to make a dowry for marriage and save the girls from slavery. And Q says, "I was fond of one of the girls. I'm a little guilty." It was the mermaid. Asha says, "I think it was Asha." She's like, "It was the mermaid," and Q confirmed it. And Q says, "Christmas was really every day." So he talks about how, the Industrial Revolution and how, it was the beginning of how where we got to where we are now with, having to buy things. And he says, "Christmas really was every day because we didn't have a means of exchange between us." And he gave the example of a carpenter who's excited to create something and give it away, or a dairy farmer needing to give away milk. They did it on inspiration because it was their passion. Then Asha goes in to say, "Nicholas was very famous for standing in the courts to free the innocent. and he was attempting to change the court systems, much like President Trump is doing today. Nicholas supplied boats loaded with nourishing goods to starving seashores, and he had the power to restore the lives of children who had died untimely lives. And she says, I have seen you do all of those, which brought me back to just the stories I heard, you know, read about in the Bible. Q says, for the most part, I thought this was really interesting. For the most part, our passions pretty much stay fairly similar from lifetime to lifetime. And he did speak about, you know, our personalities are engineered a lot, you know, in these bodies. But I felt like the essence of what he was saying was that our passion, which comes from our heart, our spirit, it stays the same from lifetime to lifetime. And to finish it off, I'm sorry, I'm having to clear my throat. It's that throat thing again. Asha says, Nicholas became known as Saint Nicholas. He walked the land in an emerald coat, and he carried gifts mostly in his heart. He shared stories and kindness and love, or perhaps something from the forest that he made. He was a very real person, just so everyone knows, she says. He was honored as a bishop, and by the Middle Ages, many parts of Europe felt a devotion to his jolly love and his ability to give so generously. He was a patron saint of Russia and Greece, and also known in Switzerland and Moscow, blessing many charitable organizations. And he was unceasingly loving with children, sailors, merchants, and the downtrodden. So she says, so in this life, it sounds like you and the mermaid were both animating that body. Is that correct? And Q goes on to say, that is correct. And also proof that we used to have more capabilities and or the volume of light that are in one body. And Asha says, now it is said that his connection with, she talks about his connection with the elementals. And of course, we know the mermaid created the elementals. And so it just, I thought that was really a really cool story to share, just to, you know, since we are in that week of leading up to you know, this time of St. Nicholas. So I thought that was pretty cool, Zosia. Anything that comes to you just by reading that?
Oh, it's so great to hear that again. Thank you for sharing that. Of course, it's synchronistic because there's so many pieces right there. The generosity. What I love, the piece that stood out, is the gifts are in his heart. So even then, it's not always just about the material. It's in his heart. And it described the light column, kind of synchronistic to what I pulled out from the Pahalgam article, described the light column, loved his presence, stories, playfulness, wisdom, laughing, singing, dancing. Kind of sounds very similar to what you just read, right? It kind of sounds similar to the beautiful being that we've spoken with, and he's been with us, and Ra. I loved it. It's sweet. It's also the word generosity always used to often, I just say often look at it, because, you know, I grew up in a family where my paternal grandparents are from Ireland. So they came here with nothing, $50, and my grandfather had 100, nothing, and how they built themselves up so that many of us have these experiences. So the idea of finances was always a theme in my family. Well, that's why I studied finance and went to Wall Street, but quit my job. Like, there's something weird about this. What is going on? Anyway, so it was always looking at generosity and how to feel it, how to be generous in other ways. And we have that because we are that. We're the light. We're naturally. I'm feeling so many different directions here. Just naturally loving. Mm-hmm. And that's sharing. That's generous. However it comes to us, however we're inspired to be it. But I loved hearing that story as a reminder.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And if anyone wants to go back and listen, it's Being Inspired with Q, December 23rd, 2023, with Q and Asha. It's such a beautiful...
Sorry, can you say it one more time?
Sure. It's December 23rd, 2023, Being Inspired with Q.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was, It's just so beautiful just hearing them talking and
Oh, and what it stood out too is the core personality that I feel it's a core, we have core personalities. It comes across in our frequencies, in our vibration, in our harmonics and whatnot. But I feel that's what I had picked up from Q, that there's a core to us. Even I feel the creation light chip will say it. Each blueprint has a different, well, we have our own Merkaba, but so there's a nature quality to it. Q will always be funny, I feel. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes me sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just it what came to me was essence. It's our natural essence. It's and Q had encouraged everyone, you know, that's you. That's the real you, and that's what's gonna help elevate and raise the frequency by just being you and your essence of who you are as a spirit.
That's all we can be is our Zosia.
Zosia, are you here? I lost you, Zosia. BBS. BBS, are you with
But
me?
didn't you have, oh, you cut out.
Okay. You cut out. Okay,
Oh,
sorry.
I
What
cut out.
what were you saying, Zosia?
Oh, I see. Hang on. It's just the I forgot. Oh, about our that's being authentic, being in our heart. Come flowing from there.
And
It's not the mind stuff.
no, it's not. You're right. It's not the mind stuff. Essence is what popped up for me. I interrupted your flow. Continue.
No, I feel you had, it's okay, I'm gonna mute for a minute, but I feel you had a quote on that, on authenticity you shared, didn't you?
Oh yeah. It is from For the People. And it's a quote from Asha, and Asha says, "Authenticity is about holding such reverence for your own spirit, you can't fathom living a life that doesn't honor it."
No ducks. Boldly be yourself. That's all you can do. There's only one of me. There's only one of you. There's only one of all of y'alls. Who else can you be, right? It just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
That's right. That's right. Well, I've been sitting here chatting and talking a lot. What have you got? What are you inspired?
I found this. Thank you. I found this Instagram something came across my field. I'll just say that. And it was some, and I wish I can give credit, but the man, there was no name. Someone talking about the now, but it stood out to me. It inspired me how, as another way to explain it, just now, authentic. You're in your heart. That's just now. There's only now, as Osho said, the next now, the next now, the next now. There's only now. Okay, but what does that mean when you're in your body? So this being asked the question, is the now moving? How long does it last? And he said the now doesn't last in time because, as we know, there is no time. Now, these are just my own words now. The now is this moment right now. It's the ever-present moment. And what he used a reference that I remember. How do we see it? Because as we know, the mind sometimes will look at things linear, past, present, and future. We just see the line sometimes, but as we know, that's not it. In our spirit, outside of here, it isn't like that. We're always in the now. So the visual came of the prism, just like on the cover of one of the Who albums, where you see the white light. And it goes through the prism and comes out as a rainbow. So I always experience that as, oh, that's the one source coming into this place, animating as the many, all of us. So that is still true to me, to my knowing. But also, he added another, he used it as an example as the mind is the prism. So he said the source will come through, but the mind will see separation. And I felt, oh, yeah, that is accurate as well. It's just the mind separating in time because it's we perceive it slower. We're not. So when we tap into the other side, the white light coming in, that's our pure essence. That's who I truly am. That's how you truly, all of us truly are, that light. It's just when it comes through the mind, it breaks it down into seeming like it's not. So I know you shared an experience of being in this state of being. I have been in this state of being where I see, I've experienced myself out here. My outside of yourself is in a pure awareness. That's where I know I am, in pure awareness. I just simply watching this play. That pure awareness to me is that projector projecting out the different colors as I see around me, reminding what Q has said. And if you turn around, there's nothing, or there's nothing behind you right now until you turn around, then the colors come out. So I always love watching that. What does that mean? What does that mean? How do I put this into words? So it's a pure state of being. So I had my company called Be, Just Be. What does that mean? It was touching into when we're in that white light, when we're in our pure self, source self. That's the state of being. Now I bring that forward and observe myself in this place. Now every time that light comes in, I observed in my experience, I feel all of us have shared many of these, it's displacing the darkness. Every time it comes in, it's displacing the darkness, the dissonance, the stuff that doesn't resonate, the stuff in our body. We know the whole story, implant, whatever it is, filters. So that's where we feel, can observe discomfort. But always going back to that state of being is, for me, that cozy, comforting place of utter peace and utter love.
Wow. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful visual. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful visual. Cause when you talk, I close my eyes. So I just have to, feel it. That is such a beautiful visual of, that helps me. And I know it's helping listeners of what's actually going on here. I love it. And what came up for me, Zosha, was it's like we're toggling back and forth. It's like a toggle, you know, like we're toggling back and forth between that, the white light, the oneness, and then, you know, one foot there, one foot here, if you will. That's what I was kind of feeling into, but knowing that really we're all just. I don't even know how to put it. Can you help me out here, Zosha? I'm sorry. I don't even know how to word it.
No, it's great. It's beautiful how you worded it. And you saying that reminds me when we interviewed Q and he was asking us questions, and Mermaid, they were both on the show, asking us questions about our childhood. And I realized how I shared this with you earlier, how I helped my own self grow, because I shared something then stating when I was a child, I was aware of having one foot out of here and one foot in here. My way was different. My way was my way of awakening. So, but now when I look back, I'm like, oh, okay. So the light, I'm observing the light coming into me more and more, and my awareness becoming even more crystallized and more knowing. So I was always aware of myself outside of here, because I have experienced always a state of observing myself. Ah, that's in that white light. That's outside of here. But I just grew up like, right, a kid, just me, figuring out this place. But they have all kind of, it's synchronized or coalesced together. That the outside of here place is that state of being. That is my experience of living outside of here. It is another frequency. So it was always really confusing being in the world, having that knowledge, but not knowing what that knowledge was. I just felt everyone was like that. And it took my years of growing up every time, because again, always observing. And I'm not joking, always observing. It just was. I couldn't turn it off. And watching that it was different from others. So it helped me grow in the awareness until finding Q. He's the only person who really articulated it in that way. And it gave me something to hold on to. It gave me some foundation to look at it. But even when I knew things, I didn't always know it in the body. So it's outside of here and the body. So I watched, oh, there's a process of that light, sorting the knowledge, the light coming in, the universal knowledge. I had it. I just didn't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. I can relate. I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so funny that you, when you were saying the outside of here and just one foot in both worlds. And I had an aha moment the other night. Do you want to hear about it?
Of course. Of course. I'm so excited.
So I was watching Star Trek, the first season, and we know, you know, it's Disclosure.
Is it, just to be clear, is it Star Trek, The Next Generation, or Star Trek, the original?
Sorry, the original.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And, well, there was an episode, the first episode I watched was episode 15 called Shore Leave. Where basically it's the same thing that's happening here. And, you know, you're creating your reality here by, you know, something out, you know, your thoughts, and bam, there it is, shows up right in front of you. But this was interesting, Zosia. I had an aha moment where, I forgot what episode this was. I won't get into the details, but I saw the holodeck. And I remember telling Q, I was like, and when I presented my project, I said, there's got to be a better way to travel here. This airport business has got to go. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I knew, my spirit knew. I just, you know, I feel like my spirit knows, but I'm catching up. Like I'm the knowledge is there, but I'm learning how to sort it and sort, process the knowledge. So I thought that was cool. And then something else that came up for me on another episode that I watched, when we're talking about time not being linear. Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place. Is there anything that you want to tack on to that, Zosia?
Just the piece of, I feel you said catching up. It's like our light came into this body and we were just splatter painted. Mm-hmm. And the light wasn't shining through completely. So I feel like the more and more paint is being washed off. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's beautiful. there was another episode. Oh, this was the Shore Leave episode. So, okay, I guess I kind of have to explain it a little bit. But basically, they're taking a break from the ship, and they found a planet that doesn't have any, it's just basically plants and fauna and nature. So they're going to all take a break and come to this planet. They get to the planet and they're thinking things, and the things that they're thinking show up. So, you know, the doctor, he sees a white rabbit, and Alice, you know, running behind him looking for the rabbit. Then you have somebody else. It was a young woman who was thinking about a princess and a knight, you know. And then you have another individual who was thinking about a samurai soldier. And then there was one more who was, it goes on and on. So my point is that we're taught that time is linear, that it's, you know, you're born and then you die and that's it. And then you go float on some white cloud somewhere. But I'm like, oh my goodness. So we know time isn't linear. So I said to myself, and I'm curious your how you feel about this, because I said to myself, well, if time's not linear, and you have the ability, they have the ability to bring in people from different, quote, time periods, the samurai soldier and the World War II fighter jet, right? That's not the same timelines. And then the knight, the jousting knight, you know, protecting and defending his princess. So these are all different timelines that are happening simultaneously. So I was like, wow, that's very interesting. It was just another way to demonstrate timelines and how time isn't linear. And we have the ability to, so then I asked myself this question, Zosia. I said, so do we have the ability to go back to We have the ability to go back to whatever timeline we want, what we prefer. I watched another show, The Waltons. That's a different timeline. I'd never seen that show. So I'm rambling here. What say you?
You're not rambling. It's putting the pieces together. So that's why, back to the article of what they did to the dark, did to the light, those are our superpowers. That's what we do. We are super creators. We are super creators. The beauty of Q saying stop thinking, because the looping happens. Stop thinking. Often I observed in my own life, I'm just looping this again. This isn't me. Okay, now I recognize how I'm being a tool for the dark to create what timeline they're putting me on. So the beauty of going in our heart and living our highest excitement, we start envisioning living from our heart and create what we want. That's, for me, that's the switch. So the timelines you're talking about to me are so cool, because as soon as we think it, it's there. Mm-hmm. So that's what's profound about clearing the vessel and getting so clear, getting all that splatter paint off of us. So we're truly in our heart creating what we want organically. There's so much in that scene. That is also the series in Westworld that where they described. That was a huge aha for me. Watching what happened, totally depraved, not, know yourself. My spirit brought me, I had to watch that. Now I know why, because that was a huge, that was my moment of breaking out of this place, and to stop creating for the other side.
Wow. And do you know what, Zosha, what came to me? Cause I mean, this journey, for me, it can be a little challenging. And there's days when I'm like, I feel like I'm in the part of the movie where you've reached the very top. You're in a white room with a door that leads to getting out of here. And I'm banging on the door and I can't open the damn door. That's how I have felt at times, because I get it. I know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. This is a simulation. I'm not from here. Where am I going with this? I lost what I was going to say, Zosha.
You probably locked the door.
I probably locked
the door.
You have
a job here. Well, that's feeling for me. What touches on for me is feeling my purpose here, my reasoning for here. We all figure it out for ourselves, but it's the light. How we take back this place? How do we take back this water world that's ours? How do we do it? This time, we came in as 1,000,000 Jesuses, spread out all over the planet to grow the light. It did it differently than in the time of Jesus. It's different. The bodies are different. This time is different. So we're all here animating in different ways, growing the light. So I recognize my role here is to grow the light here. If I leave, well, what if we all left? It wouldn't grow the light here. So I recognize the beauty of, okay, sometimes I wish the knob was opened wider so more knowing came in faster. But at the same time, there's a process and there's a beauty for each of our roles. We're documenting our expressions here on the radio. And there, I recognize there's a process to being here. Now, Q helped me with that when I shared my ship story. Be here now. Okay, because I was out, not here. I was really fully in my outside of here self. We're doing a lot out there. But to be here, I got it. I got it instantly. To grow the light through this vessel. Now I get to witness, for example, I went to the shop the other day, just came back. So I see a barista lady who I know. And I just start chatting. There weren't customers after me. So I start chatting with her. How have you been? I haven't been here since whenever. And, what's going on? How are you feeling? And she just starts chatting and tells me about her plans and things she's thinking about. And she said, My mind just keeps going around and around. And just in short, she's not originally from America. She's from South America, and her father misses her. And anyway, she's feeling all of that. So she's feeling the obligation of going back, and now caught between her spirit, this is my words, between her spirit, what she really wants to do, and her plans. And she's working it through, and her eyes start welling up with water. She's getting teary. And I just looked at her, I just sat, took a pause, and I said, "Oh, can I give you a hug?" And she said, "Yes." And we just hugged over the coffee counter for a while, and she just held on to me, and it's sweet. We all have these moments. But just to bring it back to the light, that's the generosity of a spirit. Now, I don't always want to hug people, but at that moment, she really needed the hug, and I was really happy to hug her. So, not to say I do that all the time. I just want to make that clear. But at that moment, this is the light touching the light. This is why I'm here, to witness
That's
that, like you even stated at the beginning, we're just being ourselves.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just picturing that.
Yeah,
And it felt good too, didn't it?
oh yeah, totally. And I felt her. I remember Q saying to someone like, "Don't you just need a hug sometimes?" But not out of obligation. I did. It's different, totally different.
You're inspired.
Exactly. Then when I'm inspired, I'm completely in my light, completely in my heart, not in the mind of, "Oh, I should hug her. She's getting teary." See the different terrain. Back to your story of the hologram and holodeck and the different. If I'm in my head out of obligation, I just went into the holodeck. I don't want to be in some, you know what I mean? I don't want to be in that land. So it's so subtle, so powerful.
Well, do you know what Zosha came what came to me? I had something come to me this week. I was listening to a PRQ timeline show, October 19th, 2024. And our beautiful Kelly called in with her question. And I don't remember the entire conversation, but I remember Q saying, "You can get out of here by being here with passion, great passion." So I feel that's where the projects come in. What excites you? What do you love to do? Take the money out of it. What do you love to do? Right? And something else you're talking about, knowing your mission here. I finally now know what mine is. Can I share it with you?
No one wants to. Of course. Of course. Please.
So I would go back and listen to the times that I called into Q. And when I'm calling, I'm in my head, I'm nervous, I can't really quite get what he's saying. I now going back and listening, yes, I do, because I was listening from one, what's the word I'm looking for? Lower, not lower frequency. I was in my head. It was just one piece of one layer of the onion. So I go back and I listen. And this is after I called in a couple, like two times after. This was the third time I called in after leaving my job. And Q says, "So you have got to know that this is your real passion. To get on stage with me and tell these people this, do you know how many people you just helped? You are a teacher, a healer, a lover, and a picker and a grinner." And then he did a little Steve Miller thing. So what came to me, Zosha, it was so beautiful. I was a healer of the physical body. I was a registered nurse for 20 years. Now I know I am a healer of the spirit. I'm a healer, and I heal. How do I heal? Love and just sharing. I'm so excited to share this information to people who are ready to hear it. So now, and then another thing came to me as to why I am at where I currently am, in my geographic location. This is not my legacy land, I don't feel, but it's a mission, if you will. So yeah, it's so exciting when these knowings come.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, that's it.
No, I just got chills when you were sharing it as well, because it's another example of your version of your light coming through and how it's coming through for you. So us sharing, and hopefully others or feel a story, and this is like they can see themselves through our experience, just like we all did it with Q and Mermaid and Asha. It's so cool. See, it just comes in differently, right? For in different ways. It's beautiful. And that not now to see it and know it, doesn't it just feel even, don't you feel even more powerful? More clarity within. It's coherent. It's
But I have to heal myself first. That's what I'm doing right now. But how does the healer help heal? Well, you have to heal yourself first. So, but it's so exciting when you get these knowings. And yeah, I just want to shout it from the mountaintops, like, you're free. You're free. To everyone who wants to hear it, who's ready to hear it. It's the beautiful message that I just love to share.
And beauty in the journey, and beauty in the journey. Never is what I never say. You need to do this. I'll never say that to my children. Or you should do that. They have their own path. We all have our own way of getting there. I wanted to say with great passion, and just to go back to that, where you shared it with Kelly's question. Getting out of here took, I used to really ponder that for a while. Get out of here. I ask questions about that. What do you mean, like going to our home planet? What does that mean? And I just feel it and feel it until I experienced it. It's for me, it was getting out of here while being here. So I'm aware of outside of here. I don't know how to say it. It's that outside of here, but being here another way, holding the light here. Being out of the matrix, being out of off of those timelines. It's hard to say, but it coalesces in like 17 different plates of things. But it's getting out of here, not necessarily taking off, not taking off per se. There's a lot in that.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. So that's, I know, at least for me, I know, and I know it's for others, just sharing what you just shared is going to assist others in gaining that clarity of, why they're here.
And you as well. Thank you. I received that. I had to look something up that I shared with you once, because it touches on what you just said, and it's an image. But this, the little phrase is this: the healer suffers first, then returns with the medicine. Now, not to say there has to be suffering. I guess there are some beings who can choose, like just goodbye and take themselves off of timelines and out of the suffering. Thank you, Q. One of the greatest growth moments was you're your own problem, as he said to me. Damn. I get it, but I feel, Lauren, even what we just shared, of all the pieces we share, we can spend so many shows. There's so much even in that that we could deep dive in. The power of those thoughts are not us. And the article that came out today or yesterday reminds us of that. The fallen beings put us, made those so easy for us to slip into or put us on that, but we know to be just now. That's how we get out of it. Remember, Ron, if everyone just did the head to heart drop, everyone right now, we're done. We're here. We're in our space.
And what I feel is really just a great reminder is that if you try to figure this out with your brain, you're not good luck. It's not, you can't, you just can't.
A 1,000% agreed. Now, let's go deeper on that if we could. If you're trying to figuring, you're on the treadmill of the brain. That's not us.
I've been on that treadmill a lot.
Again, back to that piece, the healer suffers first. Us, I say all of us, if we're holding our light, we hold the light, we are the light, we're natural healers, of course. The healer suffers first, then returns with the medicine. Thank you, Q. He, I'll say it for me, offered the medicine if I chose. This is how it worked for him. I chose to do it. Yep, same thing. I figured and figured until I got tired of figuring. But it's this version of human. We just do it differently.
Oh my gosh. I mean, oh, I love getting the knowings. I love it when they come, Zosha. And sometimes I ask myself, am I getting the knowings, but I'm not able, my spiritual maturity and where I'm at, am I not able to process it and sort it yet? And that's okay. I'm not, it's fine. If that's the case, then it is. But I don't know. What do you say about that?
I'd say from I can only go by my earlier questions where I got something perfect at that moment. Perfect at that moment helped on I'll just say that perfect moment helped me clean some of the paint off my view. But then 2 years later I hear it differently. I'm like, oh, you said he said it so clearly. How did I not get that? Okay, I wasn't there to receive it, so I feel yes to your question is you just every day I'm different. Every moment I observe things being cleared out of my vessel because when the light, when Q speaks, that light comes in, it will displace the darkness. What does that mean? Now, in my observation, sometimes it's healing and it can be uncomfortable because the stuff that isn't resonant with my spirit is going to start rattling. So some might call it a trigger or whatever it is. It's a beautiful opportunity to observe that stuff and release it. It has to get out. It just has to get out. So the light displaces the darkness and it comes in so many forms as I've observed. So sometimes I felt I can only receive so much light. That's the process.
Yeah, it's all planned, right?
Yeah, and Q mentioned it with the military at the time that there were times, so this has been well observed, that a lot of this knowledge was given to members of the military, and I'm fairly sure he said some didn't make it because, well, he shared his story a bit, how he received all of his knowledge when the imp. What is that like? Can you imagine now? I observe sorting the knowledge, like I said, with a child. So I have a little way to feel perhaps a tiny bit of what he was describing. Observing, it's like plates and plates, often confusing, sometimes super overwhelming. I'd just go to sleep because it's so much, like I said, nuance. I feel nuance in everything. Nothing's ever just a black and white this. I feel. Now, the word is feel, but I was getting knowledge and knowings about other things. It's a lot to sort out. So I recognize that now. He got it all at once. You have to,
That's
you
why he
have.
drinks tequila. I'm kidding.
Or,
It's agave.
at least at that time, no time.
Oh my gosh, speaking of time, Zosia. Can you
Is
believe
that
it?
time? Oh, did we get our.
Yeah. Okay. I have to share this. So make sure that everyone, if you're inspired, tune in to our show. Well, we're next Saturday for our 2-hour show, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But the following
We'll be
Saturday,
live. We'll
we'll
be
be
live.
live. Thank you. We'll be live. The following Saturday, make sure you tune in to Connect with Kelly. Her show is going to move to the 12 p.m. Central Standard Time slot.
Which is right after this show.
Yep, right after this show on our noon show.
Beautiful. Yay, Kelly. Kelly's moving.
Yeah, she
Kelly
is.
and Beth,
Yeah,
correct? Yes. Yes,
just
yes, yes.
amazing, amazing, exciting things happening there. So,
It's all planned.
oh, you want to close this out, beautiful sister?
Yeah, I just saw a quote, "Dream until it is your reality." Yes, that's what we're doing here. It's always an honor to be with you. BBS, thank you for the recording. Always appreciate all you do for us. And to our listeners, the sponsors, thank you. Oh, we do always appreciate you. And thank you, Q. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you. And
I
we'll see
love
you
you.
next week.